May 16th, Tuesday. In the late evening, when the shadows of weariness are already descending upon me, my Jesus compels me to write as follows. Jesus says, "You have said the rosary, meditating on it. And you have seen me in the first four scenes of the sorrowful mysteries. I did not present the crucifixion to you, because you are too exhausted. You have seen me once again in the garden, in the flagellation and crowning, and in the Ecce Homo scene, when I was presented to the howling mob, and then burdened with the cross. Not to you for your sake, but for all I shall now respond to a question you so often ask. Why didn't I, as God, burn to ashes my accusers and slayers by a miracle of divine power? Why? Because I am the Redeemer, and not an executioner. From the garden on, until my death, I could have terrified the betrayer, those making the arrest, the accusers, the torturers, the blasphemers, and the crucifiers as much as I pleased. All of you are now healed. You have overcome Satan. But because I have given you time to, the time to get back up after the sudden and atrocious assault, sudden and mocking, of the enemy on your spirit. He assaulted you like the lion Peter speaks of, and knocked you about. He fled because you, with your remaining strength, a crumb, and your remaining voice, a puff of air, uplifted the cross, and repeated my name. Almost stupefied, you repeated out of habit what had for years been the gesture of your love. But before you could recover and rebuild yourself, torn to shreds by the one who hates you, some time had to pass. Resurrections always require time. And he had struck you, so much that you were almost dead. But that point in you my mother speaks about, the holiest part of your spirit, has never been stricken. It could not be, Maria. That part is mine. It is mine. Only your will could take it away from me. But you will never do so. I know. And that part, like a magnet attracting scattered molecules to itself, attracted again and reunited what Satan, raging with hatred for me and you, had torn to pieces. Woe to you, if I had stricken you then. How much separation there still is between me and you. You do not want it. I do not want it. I want death to be the moment of life for you. Without the languor of waiting. Come. Proceed. I am here. Kiss my wounds, from which life descends to you. I have opened them to give you this life. As I have opened them for so many. These are my triumphs in the hour of the passion. These are the ones saved by my mercy before being saved by my blood. Mercy has let them live to allow the blood to work and heal them. That is why, O man, I let myself be tortured to the point of death without striking down anyone. Because I loved you as only I could love. Rest now. Go in peace.